of this, but we're here. Amen. But Brother Mark was talking about how God is more than enough. Amen. He's more than sufficient to meet all of our needs. And I'll just tell you what's been on my heart. Ruth chapter 2, and you can turn there, it don't matter. Amen. But I'll get over it quickly. But the Bible says, amen, that when Ruth and Naomi came home, that they came home to nothing. They did not have an inheritance. Everybody else was, amen, out there harvesting their barley field. Amen. But they didn't have nothing. Might have been a little bit hungry. And so Ruth, amen, looks to Naomi one day and she said, well, amen, times are getting rough. We better go out. I better go out and bring us in some food to eat. And the Bible said, and it goes on to say in verse 3, that her hap happened to light on the field of Boaz. In other words, amen, it was by chance, amen, luck if you will, that she happened to come on the field of Boaz. Amen, but I believe tonight it was more than luck, more than fortune, amen, more than luck to bring her there. Amen, I believe God, amen, said, we're just led by that field one day. The verses go on down to see, amen, that day Boaz so happened, amen, to come check out his fields. He didn't have to come. He had service to take care of that. Amen, but he was a good master. And being a good master, he said, I'll go check on my fields. I'll go check on my servants and see if they need anything. Amen, tonight I want you to know that is just like God. Amen, God just don't leave us here by ourselves in some little corner to make it on our own. Amen, God said, I'll go down and check up on them. Amen, every once in a while to see how they're doing. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles, it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself perfect, even or strong on the behalf of them that whose heart is perfect toward him. In Deuteronomy 11, the Bible said, the land which the Lord thy God careth for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Even was it a year for your church at the end of 1996? Even God said, I'll be here once more at the beginning in the middle of 1997. Amen. So, amen. Ruth gleaned the field. Amen. Ruth came that day to get the scattered remains. Just to pick up the crumbs, so to speak, off the ground. Amen. Just to get what she could get. Amen. She went to pick on the outer, amen, on the outside of the field. Amen. But the Bible says that Boaz said, amen, I want you to come on in and get the choicest pickings right out of the center. Amen. Right out of the middle. Amen. She came that day just to be like everybody else. To get a little bit like everybody else. Amen, church. Amen. Isn't how that we come to God's house so many times? I'll just go and get a little bit. Amen. Nobody else seems to want to worship, or I won't worship either. Nobody else seems hungry, so I won't seem hungry either. Everybody else seems satisfied, so I'll be satisfied either. Amen. The boy said, come on in the middle. Amen. Come on in the middle, Ruth. That's what God says to you and I, church. I've got more than enough. Come on in the middle.
Right. How are you?
Finally, he said, come and sit at my table at lunch. That was a privilege. He said he gave her some bread, but he didn't give her just bread. Just enough to feed her stomach and go out. He said, dip it in vinegar. Hey, amen, it was a different vinegar. Amen. He said, dip it in vinegar. He even had a little relish to it. And then finally he told his workers, he said, workers, amen, I want you to leave some handfuls on purpose. Yeah. Even while you're cutting them out. Even she's a grain by there, that she might have more than enough. Oh, church. Amen. God, amen, has handfuls on purpose tonight. Amen. You're not here by chance. You're not here by fortune, my friend. But God has got something mighty, something powerful, something glorious for you and I.
Right. Amen.
Lastly, Ruth went home that day. Naomi, seeing all that stuff she was carrying, said, my, where have you been today? And I want you to know, amen, after we leave church, Amen. It don't matter tonight or another night. Amen. After God leaves His handfuls on purpose and we come home and our eyes are shining. Amen. Our face is glowing. The glory of God's upon us. We got a little bit better spring in our step. Instead of walking like this, amen, the husband asks, what's wrong with you? The wife asks, what's wrong with you? Amen. God came by. Amen. God gave me some handfuls on purpose. God sent His Spirit down. Amen. Tonight, God has some handfuls on purpose because He loves us. Tonight, on purpose, tonight, on purpose. He may not just see, just closing His eyes and just throwing things down here and there. He know God says, I see that person. Amen. I know what I want to give them. I know what they're longing for. I know what they're seeking and praying all tonight. God's got handfuls on purpose tonight.